Officials in the city of Portland are racing to find housing for migrant families who unexpectedly arrived here after a long, dangerous journey through the U.S.-Mexico border last month. But as the August 15th deadline approaches to close the emergency shelter that is currently housing the families, city officials say some migrants are turning down housing in other communities. And now some on the Portland City Council say Mayor Ethan Strimling is spreading misinformation and giving anxious families false hopes that they can stay. The mayor says such claims are pure election year politics. Steve Missler has our story.
The migrant families, mostly from the Democratic Republic of Congo and Angola, arrived in Portland on buses last month and have been staying in a basketball gymnasium at the Portland Expo ever since. Contractual obligations will close the Expo shelter in mid-August, and that's forced city officials to find housing for approximately 150 families in towns like Brunswick, Bath, and Gorham. But the city's Health and Human Services Director, Kristen Dow, told the city council Tuesday night that families are turning down housing outside of Portland, even though the state is helping with rent and other necessities.
It's really frustrating and upsetting for staff to work this hard to house these families, to have them turned down over and over and over again.
Dow's remarks to the city council largely echoed an email she sent last week to city manager John Jennings. But in that email, which was provided to Maine Public Radio, Dow added that city staff, quote, simply can't compete with a counter message from Mayor Ethan Strimling. The nature of Strimling's discussions with the migrant families he's met with dominated Tuesday's meeting, putting the mayor on the defensive as he forcefully denied that he's played any part in families' decisions to deny housing assignments outside of Portland. Strimling told the council that some migrants were anxious about moving out of the city, a move that puts them farther away from critical resources and requires address changes to make sure immigration and court documents don't get lost, which could jeopardize their asylum cases.
So when I said to them, of course you have a say, of course, nobody can force you to live anywhere that you don't want to live, but understand that if you choose not to go there, you may be living in a shelter for a long time or you may be on the streets. That is a true statement.
But several councilors, including his re-election opponent, Spencer Thibodeau, accused the mayor of sending mixed messages that could have dire consequences for families who don't take housing assignments outside of the city. That's because the council has backed a policy that says anyone who refuses a housing offer made by their caseworker can no longer stay at the shelter. Thibodeau says not making that outcome clear poses a real risk to the migrant families, who could end up at an overflow facility that is only open at night and provides no meals or medical care.
Because when you give any sort of equivocation on what is going to happen, people believe that their best option is what they know. That's why when we say something, we have to be clear about it.
Strimling denies that his message to migrant families wasn't clear and says his intent was to explain that the families could return to Portland later if they wanted or could afford housing there. But Councillor Belinda Ray, who recently dropped her bid to challenge Strimling this fall, described the mayor's actions as reckless and worthy of censure.
Policies have been misconstrued to people in a way that puts them in peril, and I am not comfortable having someone speak for the city who cannot speak correctly on city policies.
Ray's assertion stemmed in part from an email written by a shelter worker last week that chronicled a meeting between Strimling, Councillor Pius Ali, and several migrant families. The shelter worker, who was doubling as a translator during Strimling's meeting, described the mayor as questioning the city policy, adding that no one will be asked to leave and, quote, that no one should be forced to live in a place he does not want. But the worker's email also confirmed part of Strimling's assertion that he told the families they may have to leave Portland but could potentially come back. Councillor Pius Ali also backed Strimling's account during Tuesday's meeting, but the subsequent chain of email responses last week from city officials blamed the mayor for spreading misinformation. Again, Strimling stood his ground, telling the council it knew families were refusing housing assignments long before his conversation with them was documented by the interpreter.
Might you remember that the night before, that night actually before I went down to the shelter, the city manager came and talked to us and said, there's already a problem where people are saying they can't, they don't want to take the housing.
On Wednesday, Strimling told Maine Public Radio that his opponents on the council were using the migrant families as political pawns and the controversy to mar his re-election bid. And he also questioned the origin of a city policy that could soon impact dozens of migrant families if they refuse housing assignments. Maine Public Radio has requested a copy of the policy, but city officials were unable to provide any additional information by airtime. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.